Dude.
Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more.
Hour number two. Hour number two of Football Sunday. And literally as I'm turning on my microphone, Eagles are taking back a pick six.
That didn't take long at all, did it?
Dope. Well, again, I was telling Rashad during the break, I'm in a conundrum with this Cowboys-Eagles game because I need the Cowboys to lose as many games as possible to end the season so that way they have better draft position. But I am a big fan of when the Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Well, it looks like Cooper Rush is helping out, you know, because that was a terrible throw.
Wow.
And I'm not sure he had the slant across the middle and instead decided to throw into double coverage, which is always a great idea for a quarterback.
Well, he clearly didn't see that guy that was in the middle there. And, that's why he played four quarters, okay?
He needs an HD visor or something because that's, I don't know, you can't be a starter if you don't see that guy.
That's why you play four quarters of football. We still got a chance. Again, I didn't say the Cowboys would win. I just said they would cover the 7.5. And right now, down 7-0, that's covering, baby.
You're on the right track.
Where that's covering. Oh, all right, hour number two. Getting to some college football stuff here. And it is time to start the debate. It is now officially that time. Who do you take, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward? Do you take the guy who played the first half of his bowl game and then sat out because he realized, okay, I broke the record that I needed to and I want to get paid millions of dollars and not have a devastating injury? And while the Pop-Tart Bowl is fantastic, I don't care. Or do you want to take Shedeur Sanders, who seemingly was not with the team the last 3 weeks because the way that that offense looked last night at the Alamo Bowl was god-awful. Either way, Giants, Raiders, best of luck with either one. But the debate is now... It was already kind of started to begin with, but now with both of those players and their seasons being over in college football, it is time for them to start their pre-draft process, get their pro days scheduled. I don't know when the combine is, what day that is. Start getting their interviews with teams. Cam Ward is going to have to answer for why he didn't play the second half. Do you care about winning? Do you care about your teammates? What is wrong with you?
No. I don't know if Cam does like
Did
that.
You not want to pull down the toaster tab
no.
and sacrifice a giant Pop-Tart?
And I'll say this, and I've said this on the show before.
Where's the passion?
Will, you weren't here, but I think it's silly that the college football playoff has incorporated all of the major bowl games as playoff games. You've taken away the lore of those games. Like, there's going to be a team this year that wins a Fiesta Bowl, a Cotton Bowl, and a national championship in the same year. That's crazy to me. Like, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. And I think if this were not the Pop-Tart Bowl and this were the Sugar Bowl or and this were the Rose Bowl or Fiesta Bowl, I do not think Cam Ward sits out and loses by 1 point in that game. I think he continues to play the game because at least, if nothing else, I'm not going to walk away with a national championship, but going home with a Fiesta Bowl trophy, going home with an Orange Bowl trophy, like, that's saying something. Like, those are the major bowl games and then the national championship. So I think this Las Vegas Bowl and the Pop-Tart Bowl, all these could have been just fine for the college football playoff, and everybody would have watched them because it's in the playoff. So I think if this were a different game, he would have played the entire thing. But for me, the answer is pretty easy, and it's Shedeur Sanders, you know, at this point for me.
Do you think that it's possible that Cam and Mario and the rest of that coaching staff came together and kind of had like, hey, let's find a way to get you with the record, but then we want to have Jones come in and quarterback. He's going to be our quarterback next year. To my knowledge, Miami hasn't gone out and gotten a big name transfer QB. He's a sophomore, so he's going to be back. Is there a possibility that they worked out kind of a deal? Bo Nix did a similar thing last year when he was on the Ducks, and they wanted to get some extra reps for some of their backups. I believe it was still Ty Thompson at the time. And so it was kind of, hey, Bo, you're going to go and play the first half, and it's going to be our way of honoring you, and you're showing your teammates, hey, I'm going to play for you, I'm going to take care of you guys. But then we're going to make the move and have our younger quarterback, a guy that could be our starting quarterback next year, we want to get him some valuable reps against a premier team because they're playing Iowa State. Iowa State's a football game away from being in the college football playoff. That's a valuable game for that Jones kid to actually get some reps and to learn. A lot of your top wide receivers are out anyways, so now he's getting to rep with wide receivers that are going to be starting for him next year. Is it possible that maybe they came to an agreement beforehand, and then not only did they come to an agreement beforehand, but this is something that you're going to start seeing more colleges do?
One, yes, I 100% think that that's what they did. That would not surprise me at all if that's what Cam Ward wanted to do. Wouldn't it surprise me at all if Mario Cristobal just laid over and said, yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. Yeah, sounds good. And also just giving a complete non-answer in the post-game press conference. I wish we had the audio for that because I heard it last night in his press conference. Mario Cristobal, someone asked him, like, oh, did you guys talk about that before? And he's like, you know, I'm going to keep private conversations private. I always talk to our guys before the bowl game goes about what we want to do. But, yeah, I'm not going to share those details. I'm like, yeah, so you did talk to him beforehand, and this is exactly what you decided to do. And so that way he could set – I don't even know what the record was. It was some ACC record. I don't know if it's touchdowns most, or yards.
It's
or,
most D1 touchdown passes. So it incorporates his touchdown passes that he threw at Wazoo. It incorporates his touchdown passes that he threw at Incarnate Word. So he passed Case Keenum, who had done it all in Houston. And so he now has the all-time D1 record, where I think Case Keenum still holds the FBS record.
I don't know, bro. I'm old school. I saw Willis McGahee get his knee, you know, torn to shreds and then become the number one pick the next year. I saw Kenyon Martin, you know, tear his knee up and be the number one pick, you know, that same year.
Yeah, like, but I also saw Jalen Smith, who was supposed to be a top 10 linebacker, get drafted and his knee get shredded.
I get it,
the same player.
But at the same, and I understand that part, but last college game, and again, I think it was for nothing because nobody knows what this bowl game is. So it's easy for me to say, you know, coach, I'm good. I don't want to play in this game. But, you know, I honestly truly think if it was a different game, then there's no way that you're not playing in that game. There's no way I'm letting a sophomore come in and get my starting reps. The only way he's going to play is if we're up 30. And now, yeah, now you can put him. It's fourth quarter. Have at it. You know, play him the entire time. But I don't know. I'm old school with it. So things are clearly different now. But I don't know. I don't know if I, as a starting quarterback, I think scouts look at that type of stuff and like, you know, well, why didn't you play? When he goes to the combine, he's going to be asked that a few times. Did you not want to help your team? Like, what happened?
No, I wanted to help your team.
I mean, hey.
That would be the answer is that, I mean, it's like, I did not play that second half. Yeah, I got my record. Yeah, I played with the guys. But when it came down to it, I wanted to help your team more than I
did. So records are all that important to you. If you didn't have a record to break, would you have played in that game? Like, you know, little questions like that.
No, I wouldn't have. But
character questions, especially as a quarterback.
I'm trying to do my Cam Ward answers for you. But no. It's like, yeah, I care about my team. I care about records. I care about personal greatness. But I also care about what I want to do for your franchise. And that's when a Super Bowl, and I want to be healthy enough to do that. And if that means playing a second half in the Pop-Tart Bowl to risk injury, I'm gonna look towards my future then in that moment. And if you think that's selfish, I totally understand. But also, I think that it's looking out for the best for what this franchise could be and what our potential is as me being the quarterback of insert team.
Arrogant. Check. Well, thank you so much, Cam. Thank you so much.
I will tell you that you know how much this affected his draft stock, though?
Probably zero.
Absolutely zero. I guarantee that the Raiders, the Giants, those are the two teams that were actually at the game scouting him. This had zero effect in what he did. They saw him, what did he have, 3 touchdowns yesterday? Yeah. They saw him do that in their first half. They're like, okay,
I think we've seen
we're
enough.
Done here.
Yeah.
I think they didn't even watch the second half. I think they left after the first half.
And nobody wants a Pop-Tarts trophy.
That was a nice over hit for me, by the way.
Yeah.
I hit that in the first half.
I was going to say, that was like, what was the first half score? Like 35-21 or something like that?
It technically hit, because I had it at 56.5. It technically hit when they were both at 28. So with like 10 minutes into the second quarter, because the game wasn't going to end in a tie and they were going to score.
The part of me, and just real quickly on Rashad's point about making the New Year's Six Bowl like non-playoff games, I hear what you're saying. It does take away the importance of those games a bit, but who's to say you can't make the Pop-Tart Bowl a playoff game, which Jason Sukanik did make that point last night on Twitter that the Pop-Tart Bowl needs to be a playoff game bowl, and he will hear no other answer. And there's part of me that it's still a playoff game. And as much as people want to say like, oh, well, what game is going to – what's going to give us the most eyeballs? What's going to make this more important? People are going to watch football regardless of what it is, who it's presented by, what bowl game it is. Do you really think people – now, the Rose Bowl, a little bit different. But do you really think people are watching – the Penn State Boise State game, and the top priority for them is like, well, it is the Fiesta Bowl. It's like, no, it's because it's a college football playoff game.
Like, oh, and that just happens to be the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
But if you were to say, oh, the Fiesta Bowl is Michigan versus Alabama, okay, that's a little more, you know, I'd be okay with watching that game. Well, let me turn that on. Michigan, Alabama's playing each other. Two teams that are both storied and very seldom get a chance to play each other, and that's happened in the Rose Bowl.
I think that's where you would have to somewhat win people is like, what the Fiesta Bowl? That's usually against some of the best teams in the country. You're like, true, but it is Michigan, Alabama. Like, if you have two brands that are, you know, blue blood storied schools. That's, I think, the only way you could make that pass with a 7-5 Michigan and a 9-3 Alabama in that game is if they are brand name household.
But I don't get up for the Music City Bowl or the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Whoa.
You know, it's just kind of one of those things. Like, I'm not.
How dare you besmirch ReliaQuest, I don't even know what that is.
Did you get up for the Snoop Dogg Bowl?
Exactly.
The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
On the C-Dub?
And that can stand on its own, right? Because you got this big figure in Snoop or Gronk or whomever. Like, okay, that can stand on its own as its own little, you know, bowl game in the playoff. And that would be fine. But I don't know. I think you got a lot of – you missed the mark with a lot of teams, you know, in the teams outside of the playoff, because outside of those 12 teams that made it, you're telling me 13-20 weren't good teams? They're all pretty good teams with one or two losses.
All right, let's keep it going because we do have playoff games to talk about. The playoffs are just, what is it, 2 days away. The first one is just 2 days away, and then the rest of them are 3 days away. That's how math works. That's how the calendar works. We get to that next, playoff football. In a few days, but next here on Football Sunday.